Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a glorious day the Lord has made. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, Tebow, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down on the air on today. What a day, what a day, what a day. You know, we always ought to wake up in the morning rejoicing no matter what it looked like. Sometimes, you know, you get up in the morning and say, well, you know, I got to go to this job. Well, just thank God you got a job. There are some that don't have jobs that are looking. So, you know, if you don't want yours, hey, I guarantee you move out of the way. There'll be somebody right there to take your place. So we need to understand, you know, God is still working on our behalf. So we need to always give thanks to the Lord for everything that he's doing and everything that he's already done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to, I'm going to give the announcements at the end of the program. Glory to God. You know, God is good and God is good all the time. I want to say before I get ready to open us up in prayer. Amen. I want to make sure, you know, God loves us and he wants to see us at peace. So if there's no peace, glory to God, in your home, ask the Lord, Lord, why isn't there peace in my home, Lord God? Because, you know, there are sometimes God be trying to clean things out, and, you know, you keep on, amen, stirring in that same old nasty, filthy water, glory to God. But ask God to help you, Lord. Help me, Lord, if it's something I can do to clean it up. Because I want to make sure that I have a seat in the kingdom, and I want to be at peace so I can praise you, so I can worship you, so I can seek you, Lord God, the way I should, oh Lord. So God, I ask you, Lord God, to just, you know, come in, Lord, and help me, Lord God, and help me to clean up my surroundings. Glory to God. Because sometimes you can look so much at something, glory to God, instead of asking God, you know, why and what's going on, glory to God. Amen. And that will be the problem. And I want to say to all those, amen, hallelujah, God loves you and he wants to see you at peace. And listen, you don't have to let anyone steal your joy or your peace. And don't let anyone beat on you. I'm here to tell you, domestic violence, no, don't do it. Don't do it and don't do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't do it. Don't let them, amen, hallelujah, steal your self-esteem. And don't stay in a mess and, you know, God trying to get you out. Glory to God. Because you know what? God loves you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not about where you are. Amen. It's about what God can do for you. Amen. Glory to God. We need to learn how to seek God with all our hearts. Seek God with everything that we got. Hallelujah. Because you know what? God is there. Hallelujah. The only thing we got to learn how to do is seek him. Because if we don't seek God, then glory to God, and we seek man, then we lose it. Because God is such an awesome God. He's a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Even in the midst of the valley, even in the midst of the storm, even in the midst or whatever's going on in your life, glory to God. You know, there used to be a song that said, it's got to be a little rain in your life to appreciate the sun. Well, you understand what that song is saying. You know, you got to have a little test, glory to God, to appreciate, hallelujah, how God can bring you out so God can get the glory. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. What a word, what a word. You better grab hold, amen, in these last and evil days, hallelujah. Because guess what? The word, after a while, it won't be there for you. Glory to God. So get it while it's hot, hot off the press. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead, amen, hallelujah. First of all, amen, we have a caller on the line, and I'm going to go ahead and take this call first, and then I'll open us up in prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Let's see, hallelujah, my God. Caller 480, you are live and on the air. Hallelujah. Let's see. Caller 480.
Hi. I just calling to get a word and prayer over my life.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Okay. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and pray for our dear sister, amen, from Georgia. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, for the dear sister that's calling in on today, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to give her heart desires, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, whatever she's asking you for, Lord God, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to give it to her, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for healing, God. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring, oh Lord God, all the years that the cankerworms and the palmer worms have eaten up, Lord God, in her life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we know, Lord God, that you can restore anything, Lord God, and you can bring anything back to life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. Father God, we just ask you to touch her in a mighty way, oh Lord God. Father God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You know, God is good and God is good all the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You just got to learn how to seek the Lord thy God even the more. Hallelujah. In these last days, I was just talking about, you know, we're going to have to seek God with all our heart. We forget about man and seek God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what
Hallelujah.
We miss out on. Not seeking enough of God. We seek man, but not enough of God. We always want a husband, But if we seek God, then he'll send him. Hallelujah, glory to God. So just stay steadfast, my dear sister, and hold on, because it's coming. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. We thank the sister for calling in on today. Do we have any more callers on the line before I open up our line, open up in prayer? We're going to go on down the road. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to open up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for your comfort, your peace, your love, and your joy on today, oh Lord. Father God, we ask you, Lord, in a mighty way, oh Lord God, to touch, Lord God, oh my God, those that need touching on today, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch them, Lord God, in a way that they've never been touched before, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, to just hold on, Lord God, to their chain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. For every change, Lord God, that tries to come, Lord God, in their life, God, let them open up, God, so they can receive the changes in these last and evil days, oh God. Because you're not a God that stays the same. You change, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And once we're in Christ Jesus, we need to change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can't stay the same old person, hallelujah, going down the road with you, Lord God. We can't sing the same old sob songs going down the road with you, Lord God. We can't, Lord God, go in the same old places, Lord God, that we used to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord God, to let us receive the changes, Lord. Open up the hearts, Lord, to receive the changes as they come forth, Lord, in a mighty way, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal those that need healing, God. Oh, my God, migraine headaches, be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh God. Oh, there's someone who seems like they're choking at night. I rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You ain't choking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord thy God is trying to bring you forth so you can speak in tongues. Glory to God. So stop quenching the spirit and let it out. Glory to God. My God, my God. That's the type of God that we serve. Hallelujah. He'll work in the midnight hour. Glory to God. Oh, my God. In the mighty name of Jesus, just open up your mouth. Hallelujah. Because he said in the book of Acts, which they've been studying about, that he gave them utterance. Hallelujah. No matter what it sounds like. Hallelujah. Just open up your mouth and let it go. In the name of Jesus, you ain't choking. He's just trying to get you, hallelujah, to speak in your most holy tongue. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost has got a hold of you. Glory to God, but you won't let him out. Let him out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't put him in a box. Glory to God. My God, my God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor and we give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you get so tied up in traditions. You've been traditionally here and traditionally there. Glory to God. But listen, open up your mouth. Let it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, you ain't nobody trying to kill you. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. The devil trying to make you think. Hey, glory to God. But that's the Lord thou God trying to get out of you. That's that Holy Ghost power. Good God Almighty, let it out. Hallelujah. No matter what it sounds like, hallelujah, let it out. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. I'll give the short testimony, glory to God. We're going to get into our message. Go ahead and turn to chapter 12 of Numbers. Glory to God, hallelujah. Chapter 12, hallelujah, of Numbers. And we're going to start at the first verse of chapter 12. Glory to God. You know, there was once this person in the church, and they were saying, well, you know what? They said, you know, my wife, and we were laying in the bed, you know, she never did speak, you know, in tongues or nothing like that. And you know, the pastor and everybody was praying for her, and they was praying for her, and they was praying for her, but she didn't want to speak in tongues. Glory to God. She didn't want to do it. Glory to God. And he came back on one Sunday, and he said, you know what? Then my wife was over there, and she was just speaking, he came out, it kind of frightened him a little bit because he didn't know what it was. And then he said he listened at her for a minute, and she was beginning to speak in tongues. The Holy Ghost got a hold of her, good God Almighty, and it came right on out. So you see, you need to let that Holy Ghost power, hallelujah, get a hold of you and come on out. You know, we've been studying, amen, in the book of Acts, and it's just been an awesome ride for me. I don't know about you, glory to God. That's just the type of God that I serve now. I don't know what type of God you serve, but I serve a good God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And let me just give you, amen. I know I said I was going to go ahead and get in our message. We're going to get there. Glory to God. But I got to let it out. Hallelujah. You know, don't get so caught up in the tradition. Because they never spoke in tongues back then, glory to God, hallelujah, that was because they did what they could. You know, it said use what you got, but whenever you know more, then you do better. Well, you know, if you keep going on down that road, hallelujah, let's give an example. If you keep going on down that road, amen, glory to God, doing the same old thing, hallelujah, drinking, tipping and dipping and slipping, glory to God, then where are you going? Hallelujah. Amen. You can answer that question, right? Glory to God. But you see, when you know better, you know that all that and all that sin is wrong, then what are you going to do? You're going to change partners and come over here on this side. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not on the left, but you're going to come over here and live on the right side, in God's righteousness. Glory to God. You're going to receive him first. Hallelujah. And then you're going to get to know him better. Glory to God. And that's what you do. So once you go on down this road, then you get taught. Hallelujah. You get up under someone who can teach you and let you know what the Holy Ghost is so you won't get afraid. I didn't intend to go this way, but let's go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And get up under someone who can teach you and tell you all about, you know, the Holy Ghost power that will live on the inside of you because it's there to give you knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Glory to God. Who wouldn't want it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We wasn't intending to go there, but amen. Glory to God. We just have to do what he say do. Hallelujah. So who wouldn't want it? Glory to God. So let it out. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. No matter how it sounds, hallelujah, just let it out. And if it's scared about it away, then guess what? That might be a devil that needs to be scared away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's get into our message. Hallelujah. I guess the lines are full. Do anyone else desire prayer at this time before I get into my message? Glory to God. Hallelujah. No one else has pressed the one, so we're going to get into our message. The title of my message today is God Knows Best. You know, sometimes when you get in a place and you say, well, you know, that leader ain't doing that right. That person back there, Ursha, ain't doing that right. Glory to God. They ain't taking up that money right. They ain't doing. You always, hallelujah. You know, I always hear elders say, when you go in a church, don't go in to take over. Just go in there and sit down somewhere, you know, and just be quiet and sit and listen. Glory to God. And if it ain't right, then here's what you need to do. Hallelujah. You always can pray to help them to get better. You know, and that's what we all need to do. Pray to help people to get better, not to tear them down and help them to get worse. We need to build them up because, you know, if you believe that God hears your prayers, then your prayers going forth for that person going to help them out. Right? Glory to God. That's what you got to look at. Let's get in chapter 12 of Numbers, and I'm going to start at the first verse. Glory to God. Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. Now, look, you know what? You know, their skin is a little bit different, you know, hallelujah. Their skin is like my skin, glory to God, hallelujah. And they were speaking against Moses, hallelujah, and speaking against the Ethiopian woman. But let's see why. Let's see why. I don't believe it was just against the woman. Maybe they've had some words, Miriam, you know, you like my brother, or do you not, or are you really, you know, going to make him a good wife or whatever, you know, as sometimes sisters do, glory to God, and people do. They say, are you serious about my brother? You know how they work it now. Glory to God. Let's move on down to two, and it'll explain it. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Have he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Oh, man, now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. See, it wasn't all about the woman. Amen, glory to God. It was about God speaking through Moses. Hallelujah. You see, God placed Moses in that place because he was leading them out of Egypt. And he placed him there, glory to God. Well, you know, when God placed the leaders, amen, over you, or he placed someone else in a place, understand, he does it because he knows what he's going to need them to do. They don't do it, glory to God. Because there are some that start out a good race, but they have fell by the wayside because they got tired and they got weary in well-doing. So what the Bible say about getting weary in well-doing? For in due season. So if your due season ain't came, you keep on doing well. Hallelujah. Until your due season come. And then he'll take you on to something else. But you know why you lingered so long in that same place? Hallelujah, because you're murmuring and complaining, glory to God, just like they did, amen, back there in Egypt, murmuring and complaining. And look right here, those were his siblings, glory to God, murmuring and complaining, hallelujah. See, Miriam was the one complaining. You know, sometimes women always start, so if we should put it like that, men do too, but in this word here, hey, we're going to do it like this, okay? And you know what she did? Then she going to pour Aaron in on it. Well, what do you think about everybody else around them? Don't you think they heard it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because that's the way usually the devil works. If he can get one to murmur and complain, and then guess what? He going to go and they're going to tell somebody else, and they're going to go and tell somebody else. Then before you know it, there's a big mess starting in the church. Hallelujah. Oh, good God Almighty. Help us, Lord. Glory to God. And that's how it works. But whenever they spoke against Moses, it said the Lord heard it. I don't think they thought God was going to hear what they were saying. Hallelujah. Don't you know he hear everything that we saying? Glory to God. Whether it's right or whether it's wrong or whether it's speaking against someone or whether it's lifting somebody up. Don't you know he hear every word that we say? I don't know why people think that he can't hear. Glory to God. If he says that he's omnipotent, that means he everywhere. He in the shower when you get in there. Glory to God. He is on the bed asleep. When you're on the bed asleep, glory to God, he's there. Hallelujah. You're driving down the road, he's there. Hallelujah. He's even here right now listening to the word of God as it comes forth. Hallelujah. He's everywhere. He ain't just right there listening to them over there and not over here. No, he's everywhere. Let's move on. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. Okay, you see right here, the reason he chose Moses, because he knew that, you know, he can get the job done. He knew that. He knew Moses could get the job done. Glory to God. And Moses had already seen his back part. Glory to God. So he knew Moses was going to do it. Remember the burning bush? Glory to God. And all those different things that happened. Amen. He knew he was going to get, you know, get it done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, you know, he can trust some people and some he can't trust. And glory to God. And he knew that Moses was humble. He was not going to take his place. He wasn't going to get the glory and be proud and boastful of himself, saying, you know, God speaks through me and I tell you this and that. No, he knew Moses was humble and he was meek. And that's who he will use. He'll use the humble and he'll use the meek. He'll use those, hallelujah, that he know going to do his will and going to get his word where it needs to go and going to carry out his will. He will use those, glory to God, hallelujah. He used different people in different things. But understand, Miriam was a prophet. Aaron was a priest. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, my God. But God used Moses at that time. He used him, hallelujah. And they was complaining because they was downright jealous. Hallelujah. But you don't, I don't see here in the word where they say now time that he said that, you know, God don't speak to y'all. No, he speak to him. Yes, he did. He spoke to him, but he put Moses in charge. Glory to God. So when he put people in charge, don't you tear them down. Glory to God. You just go on and say, Lord, help me understand. If I don't understand, Lord, help me understand what they're saying, you know. And if you don't know, just ask. Stop being so prideful and, you know, glory to God, and just go on and ask. Because if I don't know, I'm going to ask, glory to God. I'm going to dial in digits, and I'm going to say, hello, I don't know, I don't understand this. Help me out. If you know, when I go and I pray about it and I can't get an answer, or I look it up and I can't understand it, then you know what you need to do? Call somebody. Hallelujah. You know, you ought to have someone that you can call and ask, you know, so that's what we need to learn how to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, let's move on. And he said, I'm going to read this again on number 4. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses. It means whenever they released a word against Moses, he spoke right then and said, hold up, wait a minute. And the Lord spoke suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. Let's move on to 5. And the Lord came down in a pillar of a cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. Can you imagine? Oh, they said, uh-oh, we in for it now. Uh-oh. Oh, can you imagine? I can imagine. They probably got a little scared, you know. Glory to God. Come on, now you'll be scared too. Your knees will be knocking together. Amen, like dry bones. Come on, glory to God. You're thinking about, oh, Lord, God done called me out. Oh, my God, my God. You know, we should fear the Lord anyway by talking against, coming against those whom he had, amen, placed over us. You know, sometimes people don't fear the Lord. They'll talk about anything and anybody, and then they'll try to drag others in it that don't want to be in it. You better learn how in this day is to walk away. Hallelujah. You know, they've been reading in the book of Acts. Hallelujah. They was talking about, amen, how they died. Ananias and Sapphira, you know, they lied and they died. So you don't better be careful. And about lying to the Holy Ghost, they thought, hey, they just talking to Peter and all them, you know, them disciples and stuff. You know, they just them. No, you better be careful. Lying to the Holy Ghost, you lie and you die. So you better be careful. I know my pastor said you may not fall dead, but you'll be dead in your spirit. So you can talk about something so long till it gets down on the inside and it will kill your spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It'll stop you from receiving anything that others have to say about the Lord thy God. So be careful about that. People learn how to walk away. Glory to God. I don't care if you lose everyone that's around you. Learn how to walk away. Amen. Now, let me just help you out, and we're going to keep on down the road. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, there are some doors he's trying to close. Hallelujah. And you keep going in them, he's going to let you go right on in them doors. And when you get in there, the next thing you go, you're going to be acting just like those that aren't anchored in the Lord thy God. You're going to be acting just like that. And guess what? He's going to let you go in there, and you're going to stay in there. And guess what? You're going to die spiritually. So I'm here to tell you, glory to God, be careful. Hallelujah. Whenever God said, you know, leave him alone. Don't go back no more. He said, don't even look back. Cut them loose then. Don't wait. It's not hard. All you got to do is stop calling them and stop going around. That's just as easy as silk. Glory to God. Let's move on. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. You know, sometimes all people want to be a prophet. They want to be apostles, and they call themselves and they label themselves as those things. Glory to God. You know, they always talking about, you know, the be careful of prophets, you know, and all that. But, you know, you got all kinds of people, glory to God, that's pretending to be, and they are not that. But he was saying his servant Moses is not. He said, Moses is faithful in all mine house. He said in all his house. And that means everything that God wants Moses to do, Moses did it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he was on his point. He was on his cue. He was faithful. So are you faithful today? than listening to what he's saying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, you got leaders and you won't even listen at what they're talking about and what they're saying. You better be careful about putting your mouth on God's people. God knows best. He knows whom he placed in place for such a season and such a time as this. Glory to God. So you better be careful about listening at them little imps that's walking on your shoulders. Glory to God. Telling you to do everything that's not godly and telling you, oh, it's all right. You know, go ahead. You can go ahead and you know, roll that little joint. You know, it's all right. Go, oh, come on now. Glory to God. You better listen, glory to God, when they're telling you, you need to come out from around them people that are doing all that tipping, all that dipping, and all that slipping. Because guess what? Before you know it, that's where you're going to be. You need to listen because God sends his word, glory to God, first. Hallelujah. He sends warning because warning comes before destruction. Hallelujah. So when he sends that warning, you better take heed to the warning. I don't know who it is, but this line is full. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he is speaking to someone on this line. Glory to God. If that's you, you press the one, and I will bring you in. You ain't got to tell me your name, but just tell me where you're calling from. It's okay. You know, we always want to back up whenever they say, well, I ain't want nobody to know my business. Glory, let me help you out. If it's going to get me healed, delivered, and set free, let them know. Glory to God. All they need to know is, I got healed on that show. I got delivered and I got set free. That's all they need to know. Glory to God. Everything else is nonchalant. You don't care, amen, when you're out in the streets and they see you, amen, doing things you don't need to do. Hallelujah. So why is it that you come over here and you want deliverance and you won't get it? Oh, glory to God. Let's move on. Let's move on to 8. Hallelujah. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore, then, were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? He said, hold up, wait a minute. You know, he said, I trust it. He said, I trust Moses. I trust it. And you going to speak against Moses? You know, come on now. And God had chosen. You going to speak against your leaders? And God chose them to be in that place? Yes, he did. You're going to speak against them, and you know how they have come to you, to your aid when you needed them. You're going to speak against them who have placed, amen, glory to God, everything they were going to do on hold to call you in the midnight hour, glory to God, and pray for you. You're going to talk about them that come on these radio shows, hallelujah, glory to God, put their life on hold, doing what the Lord tell them to do, and then you're going to come against them. And say, well, you know what, they can't preach or she can't preach or what. No, don't do that. If you think that, then it's best just go on, don't come, because we don't want you cursing yourself. Glory to God. So just be careful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to tell Moses something, and I'm going to tell him, you know, I'm not going to speak dark secrets. I'm going to tell him just what I want him to do. I'm going to tell him how I want him to do it. Glory to God. And he's going to do it. Glory to God. If you're coming against him that have seen me, glory to God. Hallelujah. How dare you? So in other words, you must don't fear the Lord thy God, because you're coming against him that have already seen me, and I have spoken to him, and you're going to come against him? You're going to come against those, glory to God, who can get a prayer through, hallelujah, that spend time in prayer, and you know they can get a prayer through. They can pray for you, hallelujah, and make the devil get back and behave, good God Almighty. You're going to come against them? Let's move on. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. My God, it says she was white as snow. Glory to God. You understand, she was white. When Aaron looked at her, she was white. Let's see what happens here. And Aaron said unto Moses, Allah, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. See, that very same person now, glory to God, that he done came against. Glory to God, hallelujah. Him and Miriam, he done let Miriam talk to me, okay, talking about Moses. See, that very person, now he need him to pray. He need him to pray this off of her. Glory to God, ain't that something? Hallelujah. See, you have to watch that. them same people that you come against, them the ones that you're going to need to pray. Them the ones that God has placed over you, and them the ones that you're going to need to pray. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you get so caught up in fairy tale. Don't get caught up in fairy tale. This is real deal. This is real King James Version of the Word of God. Hallelujah. And I approve this message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Now he gonna come against, he done talked about it. Now he gonna come against. And I said, okay, would you please, I need you to pray for her. Glory to God. Pray for her. You know, come on now, glory to God. Because Moses was such a nice, and he was a humble man of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Let's move on to 11. Hallelujah. And Aaron said unto Moses, Alas, let's see, let's read this one more time. My Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us wherein we have done foolishly and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead of whom the flesh is half consumed. When he cometh out of his mother's womb, he said, come on now, I need you to pray for her. I need you to pray this offer, please. You know, he pleading with him now, okay. Well, where were you pleading with? Why didn't you plead with her, amen, not to bring her, put her mouth on that man of God? Now you want to plead to him now, okay? Glory to God. You know God was speaking through him. So now you want to say, okay, would you please pray for her? Don't let her be like that coming out, glory to God, all white. Don't let her be like that. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And Moses said, and Moses, glory to God, cried unto the Lord, saying, heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father had spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again. See, Lord had mercy on her still. If it had been for Moses asking, they'll tell her what would have happened. Understand? Them same Moses that she came against, her and Aaron coming against. Glory to God. See? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, come on, pray for her, please. Don't let her be like a baby coming out, amen, with half his flesh eaten away. Come on, please pray for her. You know, he started to plead with Moses. Then he started apologizing. You know, we're sorry. Yeah, because he was scared then. He was scared he was going to be struck with leprosy. You see, you got to be careful about coming against God's people. You got to learn, people, in these last days. Hallelujah. God is not going to play. Hallelujah. You know, we always look on the side. Well, you know, I'm going to be blessed in the city. I'm going to be blessed in the field. I'm going to be blessed everywhere I go. He's going to give me wealth, riches, and everything and all that. Glory to God. All the cattle on a thousand hill is mine. But it also says that he's going to curse them that curse you. Hallelujah. And he will bless them that bless you. Hallelujah. So don't forget about the blessing and the curses. That's a twofold thing right there. Glory to God. So stop coming against people whom God has placed in this place for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Let's read the last of this. Glory to God. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward, the people removed from Hazeroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. Okay, they didn't move. Hallelujah. Can you imagine how they were looking? Said, oh my God, we done come against the Moses. Hallelujah. And look at her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. That they got kind of scared looking at her. My God, is she all white and everything? Glory to God. Can you imagine? But still, she had to sit outside the camp 7 days. Glory to God. That's the time that was allowed it for her to be clean to come back in the camp. My God, I bet you when she came back in there, she came back in with a different attitude. See, that's what God is. God is getting ready to weed out some stuff. Hallelujah. There are some who've been coming against their leaders. He's going to put you out. Glory to God. So you can go ahead on so the ministry can flow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Because some ministries don't stop growing and stop flowing because they got all this turf and turmoil in the church. Glory to God. He's going to get rid of that stuff. My God. My God. He's going to get rid of those. He said he'll separate the wheat from the tares. You may grow up together. But you know what? After so long, you should know the word of God. You should know the will of God. You should know what not to do. You should know don't be smoking them cigarettes. Glory to God. You should know don't be drinking that booze. Yes, I said booze, you know. Amen. Glory to God. That's what they call it. Amen. Back in the day, you should know not to do that. Glory to God. And they're always trying to use the word of God to turn it around for themselves. Said, well, you know, he gave that woman a little wine to help her stomach. Yes, but if your stomach ain't bothering you, glory to God, and if you're hungry, get you something to eat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You shouldn't be drinking all that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then you're drinking all your drink Monday through Saturday. Glory to God. Then you go to church. Hallelujah. On Sunday, then you come back and get your alcohol. Amen. On Sunday evening. Now, that's not God. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah. That's not God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So be careful about coming against your leaders. Hallelujah. You know, when you get that kind of, what you call it, that my side in you, hallelujah, then you want to stand around and then you want to talk about the Lord thy God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, why couldn't you talk about the Lord before you got all them my ties and tithe mines? Why you couldn't talk about the Lord then? My God. Hallelujah. So be careful about coming against people whom God has placed over you to give you the word. Be careful how you come against people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, even those that think they are anointed and they say they are anointed, don't you come against them, man. If you don't like the word that they're teaching, you don't like the word that they're preaching, then you need to find you somewhere else to go. But here's what I tell you to do. Just put up your one finger and ease on out, huh? Because the Lord, that God that I serve, he ain't playing in these last and evil days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because if you want more for God, then you got to reach for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't stop those that want more. Hallelujah. If it ain't what you want, then that's what you need to do, is just go ahead and get to stepping. Glory to God. But don't hold those back that want to come on in that place. Glory to God, and get more of him. Hallelujah. My God, because it's going to take much more and more and more, hallelujah, to walk in this world the day that we live in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't come against him. My God, if wherever he have you at in that place, just learn to flow in your place until he moves you up. He didn't say near time, hallelujah, in the word that I read that he wasn't going to move them. Glory to God, hallelujah. But see, you don't come against them. Hallelujah. Everybody, amen, glory to God. Just because you're in, amen, in a congregation and you're in prayer, hallelujah. Yeah, the Lord can speak through you, but that don't make you a prophet. Hallelujah. Just because, glory to God. Hallelujah. He gave you a word to give somebody. That don't make you a prophet. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. So learn not to come against those that are ahead of you, those that God has placed over you for such a season. Hallelujah, glory to God. Listen, you better get all you can while you can, hallelujah, because guess what, hallelujah. The leaders sometimes, you know, God call them out to do different things and go in different places and go other places, and, you know, they have others to deal with, all except your four, no more. You know, you think that, you know, they're your personal prophets and they're your personal apostles and they're your personal pastors and they're just your personal elders, and you think they're just your personal people all the time. But there are others that need, hallelujah, them also. There are others that need saving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There are others that need the word of God. My good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So get all you can while you can. Hallelujah. Don't come against them. If you ain't pleased with the message that they're preaching, hallelujah, move on out of the way. You see right here what he did, hallelujah, to Miriam, hallelujah. If it had not been for Aaron, if it had not been for Moses, guess what? Moses went before the Lord and said, Lord, God, heal her body. Yes, he did, hallelujah. If he hadn't went there and said, Lord, heal her body, glory to God, hallelujah, she might not have got healed. Because of Moses, because, you know, Moses was trustworthy, hallelujah, full of faith. Huh? That's why he healed her, because of her. But she still had to sit outside the camp for 7 days, hallelujah, until she cleansed. Now, when she sat out there, don't you think she didn't think about everything she said and everything she did? She thought about everything. Oh, my Lord, look who I done came against. Oh, my God, and look what's happened to me. Do you think she was out there, amen, glory to God, saying, well, that old Moses? No, she was not there saying that. She was they're pleading then. It was time to pray then, right? Glory to God. Well, she should have been praying in the beginning. Hallelujah. My God, my God. She should have been praying and doing what she needed to do in the beginning. So be careful about coming against those whom God has placed over you. Because you don't want none of this to happen to you. Glory to God. Don't let your spirit get tainted by what other people say. Hallelujah. Because God can use anybody that he want to use. He used Moses. Hallelujah. We all know Moses. Amen. He killed a man, but glory to God. Hallelujah. But guess what? Hallelujah. He used him. He can use anybody he want to use. He said, I have no respect of person. Hallelujah. So don't, hallelujah, don't get tied up with people saying, well, you know what, that ministry and that, I hear you all the time. I hear it, glory to God. And understand, if you in ministry, hallelujah, there are people who are coming against you, and it's your family, glory to God, here's what you're going to have to do. Just continue to pray. That's what you do. Continue to pray and ask God to heal them. Ask God to deliver them. Ask God to save them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what you're going to have to do. But don't stop doing your ministry. Continue to do your ministry. Continue the calling that God has on your life. Glory to God. Because you're not here to please, amen, people. But you are here to please the Lord thy God. That's who you please. As long as you, when you get ready to call your home, you say, well done. He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's what you need. Hallelujah. So if you can't please them, it's okay. Don't worry about that. Know the God that you serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know the people that whom you are placed under. And everybody is there for a season. Glory to God. You know, things are seasonal. You're there to learn, to get what you get. But if you constantly kicking against the prick, glory to God, you ain't going to learn nothing. You're going to be lost. You ain't going to learn nothing. Hallelujah. Well, my Bible tells me this, and my Bible tells, no, just sit, listen, take notes, and then take it to the Lord in prayer. If you don't agree, take it to him in prayer and let him show you. But when you got people who've been in ministry, hallelujah, 40, amen, 30, 40 years, they know something. Glory to God, they can tell you some stuff to help you out. So you won't have to go through all them trials that they had to go through in ministry. Hallelujah. My God. Open yourself up. Ask God to open your heart to receive the word. Hallelujah. That they're bringing forth. Hallelujah. On Tuesday. Hallelujah. On Tuesday night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Open up. Ask God to open your heart to receive the word that's coming forth. Hallelujah. And don't kick against the prick. Glory to God. See, they were kicking against Moses. Glory to God. But he placed him there. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up this line one more time. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer at this time, you can go ahead and press the one, and I will open it up for you to come in for a prayer. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. No one press the one. Hallelujah. We're going to go on down the road. Hallelujah. I'm led to pray, so we're going to pray. Hallelujah. And then I'll give you the announcements really quick. Glory to God, because I don't want you to miss anything. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, Father God, we thank you, God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, everyone under the sound of my voice, that the word, Lord God, as it went forth, Lord God, to heal, deliver, and set free everyone on this line, Lord God, that needs a healing. Everyone on this line, God, that needed a word from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Everyone, Lord God, under the sound of my voice, even listening, Lord God, by way of, Lord God, that needed a touch from you on today, because we know just one touch from you, Lord God, will make it all right, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. Father God, we just thank you, God, oh my God, for healing, God, in the mind. Lord, we bind our mind-binding spirits right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, you said you'll keep them in perfect peace if they keep their mind on you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we call them out, Lord God, of the clubs, those that are backslidden, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that went their own way, oh Lord God, and not your way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to order their steps, because you said the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to cover the children, Lord God, and the children on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that you're raising up a generation, Lord God, that don't mind praying, Lord God, that don't mind getting down on bended knees, Lord God, asking your Lord God to help them, please, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord, on today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for those, Lord God, that are elderly, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send someone by, Lord God, their house, God, to make sure, Lord, that they're comfortable, Lord God, to make sure that they have air, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I send that out in the airways, Lord, in the highways and the byways, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against every evil spirit, Lord God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, that try to make them think that they're losing their mind. You're not losing your mind in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. What you're seeing is from the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He has brought you in for such a time as this. So just hold on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What you're seeing is from the Lord our God. Don't let nobody fool you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They'll make you think you're trying to lose your mind. No. What you're seeing is from the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we give you the glory, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord, to let them stay connected to the vine, Lord God. Don't let them get loose from the vine, Lord, until they're ready. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. A grape stays on the vine until it's ready. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to let them stay connected to the vine. Oh, God, my God. Don't let them go out there until they're ready, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and give you the announcements really quick. Hallelujah. Don't forget, don't forget, don't forget. Hallelujah. On Tuesday night, we have the Power Impact Team, husband and wife, Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles. The show time is 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to help you, amen, glory to God. If you need a mentor, you need a life coach, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hit them up on Facebook. Go and inbox them and tell them what you need. Hallelujah, because it's in the house. Glory to God. And they can help you. Hallelujah. In the next, coming up on Saturday, Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew, and the show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. On yesterday, you missed it, you missed a treat. Man, Elder walked the dog up and down that radio station yesterday. So if you missed it, you can go back and hear any of the shows on demand. And if you come on down to Sunday, we have Prophetic Corner, Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We'll call the Hour of Power. And then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between here. Then the next voice you will hear is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. It comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to encourage you to partner with us, because in partnering with us, you receive many, many, many perks all the way from Monday all the way up, glory to God, through the whole week, and then it starts over again. So I encourage you, only $25 or more, you can hit Apostle Yvonne Riles, I think it's on, maybe on the Prophetess Yvonne Riles, and Pastor Joseph Riles, and they will tell you how to give to the ministry, because we don't want nobody to be left out in this season. Amen. You will be placed on personal prayer list. Well, you are prayed for, not will be, you are prayed for. Glory to God. Not only, amen, glory to God, we all together as a team, we pray for you. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, my God. So we encourage you to give to the ministry. Just hit them up on Facebook, or you can hit up any of us on Facebook. Glory to God, and we will tell you how to give. Glory to God, hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show, hallelujah, glory to God, but I give the invitation to Christ. You know, if you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to go ahead and repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe that you died and rose on the third day, Lord. Make me, Lord. Mold me, God. I repent of all my sins. I dedicate my life to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ, your blood-washed, born believer. Amen. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Glory to God. And they are keeping up some noise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They are cheering, saying, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They gave their life unto Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's what you want to do. And you want to get in your church where the word of God is being taught and lived. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you don't know, glory to God, hit us up so we can help you to get placed there, because we don't want you left out in this season, because whatever he's doing in this season, we don't want him to do it without you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, you know, we serve such an awesome God. He's an on-time God. He's an on-point God. He ain't slow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything that you need, he got it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He ain't got to call nobody and say, bring it here. Hey, I need this, I need that. He ain't got to call nobody out and borrow it. Oh, good God Almighty, he got it all. Hallelujah. It's all in his hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If he created it all, don't you know it belonged to him? Glory to God. Just step back and look, because he created the world. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead. Amen. Glory to God and get out of here. Hallelujah. The next voice you're going to hear is going to be Ministry Lane. What I want you to do is make sure you go over and show her some love. Because we all, amen, are here, amen, to preach the word of God, hallelujah, unto you. So I want you to make sure you go over and hear, you know, the word of God that Ministry Lane is going to come forth with. Amen. In 30 minutes, glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome week, and we will see you back here on next Sunday. Don't forget any, amen, glory to God, of the shows that I went over. I won't go over them again, but you can hit us up on Facebook if you miss one, and I will give it to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we will see you back here on next Sunday.